This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is 7 after the hour, Monday the 18th. Of May.
Yep, normalcy.
What is that? What is the new normal? We have returned to normal, so it's normal that we'd be here at this hour and earlier hours and later hours on any weekday. But what else is there? Oh, there's something else going on? I found it, Jennifer Horn's here, Victoria Keelan is here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Found it to be kind of the data numbers thing. Indicators, you know, all that stuff that at one point in time, I think people listening to this program were interested. Remember, I don't know, a month or two ago, I was going through a list of the top 10 things that people seem to be interested in. But now people are really tired of it, fatigued, bored, whatever it is. So it's up to us to do things that are, I think we still need information, but I think that we present it or we do the coronavirus thing. And then, you know, I've been pushing this as Victoria. Well, both of you know, I wanted to get away from it, but it's just, it sort of reminds me of O.J. Simpson. Remember when that all happened? What was it, 1991 or whenever the heck it was?
Five or six,
and
I think.
Was it five or six? It just went on and on and on and on and on. And we didn't have the kind of news media that we do today. But I can certainly think back on
social media. But the news media was certainly covering everything. That was all you could see.
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
social media would have made it a lot worse.
Yeah. Okay. So can you imagine? Put yourself back into the era. Let's say when Abraham Lincoln was shot, or any of the other. You know, that's maybe not a great example, but it was an example that held everybody's attention once they knew about it. I mean, maybe we can go to Bill Clinton. And the business with Monica Lewinsky, did that have the same impact on us, on our attention span, as this has? I don't know. I'm thinking about
stagecraft. Well, I think you have to realize, like, Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton was a very salacious story. But I think this story is one where we're really worried what things are going to look like after it's all over. Mm. We're really worried about if
what happens if it doesn't
sick,
all get over.
It becomes much... Well, it becomes much more personal is the point. So I think that's the thing is while people were looking at the Bill Clinton thing from afar, this is something that's really personal. And what do people always want to focus on, right? We learn this in our radio classes that we take. They want to focus on their health, heart, and pocketbook, right? Mm-hmm. And this is every one of those things checked off. So...
Yes, thank you, Valerie Geller.
And that's what I said in our radio classes.
Yeah,
this is what we were told that people want to talk about.
Yeah.
So the point is that as much as it can be frustrating that it's all people want to talk about, it's still all people want to talk about. And so as much as, I don't know, I think as much as there's a willingness to move on, I think you can sort of. Obviously, the world's not stopping its spin, so there's other stuff happening, but certainly it's something that everybody goes back to because it is really personal.
Well, just so you know, that's what we're thinking, folks. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the president has unveiled Operation Warp Speed. Want to explain that, Jen, the vaccine thing, and how is it working thus far? Are we on the first page?
I didn't know if you were talking about the Space Force or if you were talking about the vaccine. Because the Space Force, I don't know if you had a chance to see it, the Space Force logo was unveiled on Friday.
Yeah.
And in this, the logo looks a lot like the Star Trek logo, so it was kind of funny, but it's moving along. The president of the White House announced a vaccine czar who's going to be trying to find a viable vaccine by the end of the year. There are a lot of people who said that it might be too quick. There are other people who, like Fauci, who said it's possible, given the amount of progress already that's being done, that there could be a vaccine by the end of the year. In any case, it's what the White House wants to, you know, obviously it's what everybody wants to have happen, but that's what they've got someone in charge of trying to facilitate
So how many different drug companies? I noticed that I don't remember whether we talked about this on Friday or not, the Pfizer NYU combo, that's the cooperation, Pfizer and New York University working on a vaccine that they say may be ready by September. They're developing the vaccine in what was described as an innovative way. They say that it could use messenger RNA. Well, okay, so do we know what RNA is? We should, but we probably most people don't. DNA, RNA, ABC, XYZ. The lead vaccine researcher said it's probably the fastest way of having a vaccine available to stem the pandemic based on the data that they've seen. There was a researcher at Baylor University that said no RNA vaccine has ever been approved because so far they've only worked well in animal test subjects. Well, there's a lot of stuff that comes up and gets used and doesn't have FDA approval, right? Didn't we found that out through the course of all this?
Yeah, the approval process is, I think, what is it, like 5 years or something on average?
Yeah. Right. So is the president saying
optimistic.
Operation Warp Speed puts the FDA on ice?
I think it speeds up FDA approval is what it does. Because really, I think we all know that there's a fair amount of bureaucracy that would go into FDA approval. So the stuff that it would, you know, you're fast-tracking things.
Mm-hmm. So under the circumstances, it's good to know that there's all this. I think we knew it anyway. We've sort of made reference to it. The vaccine, the president keeps saying there'll be a vaccine in the fall, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the other things that seems to me is from my wheelhouse anyway of approval is that the president saying that there will be an executive order this week to require essential drugs all be made in our country. So then how do we define essential drugs? And is this the first step to doing what I've suggested? Bring them all, everything, incentivize everything that gets made in China to be made here. Excuse me.
I think essential drugs are going to be, it's not even just the entire drug itself. It's parts of the chemicals that are used. Even if they're like, it's just like car parts. If, you know, like I've got a Chevy SUV and all of the parts were made in South Korea, but it was assembled here. So it's kind of the same thing the way the drug industry works. And if they're going to find a vaccine or a treatment, I think a treatment is a lot more realistic by the fall, whether it's remdesivir or hydroxychloroquine or whatever it is, I think those drugs need to be manufactured here so that if we do get this second wave that pretty much every virologist, it doesn't matter, you know, totally apolitical, but every virologist that I've read about or seen on TV all says the same thing. This is going to come back in a much bigger wave late September through maybe even early January. So whatever drugs we're going to need, we have to be prepared for that. I think we've learned the PPE lesson. I think it's safe to say that states have pretty much, and the federal stockpile too. I think we've all learned that lesson the hard way. We had to buy everything that we needed from China. I don't think that's going to happen anymore. But I think bringing the rest of those important drug chemicals, those ingredients, whether they're the active ingredients or the inactive ingredients, that has to all be in our country for sure. I think this is something hopefully we can all unanimously, bipartisan efforts, I hope that we can really make this happen together because I don't understand how anyone would object to this.
No, I don't either. One of the things that could be objectionable is the price that gets paid, and that's why I go back to the proposal of incentivizing it, get all the stuff made back here and keep it here. And so if we have to make it more likely, I think, first of all, wasn't there a study done last year, or wasn't there some pushing by the White House to cut the price of drugs? Was that just for show, or did that really happen?
Bernie Sanders has been doing that for years. He just hasn't been able to get anywhere.
No, but an order that was passed last year, actually, to try to reduce the cost of prescription.
So do we know what the impact of that has been, Jennifer? Have we had results?
I think it was on generics, wasn't it, Jen? Yeah, I think it was on generics.
Yeah, I don't know. Generics are pretty cheap, though. I think that they, at least just in the few things that I've needed prescription-wise, that I've chosen the generic option, they've been, you know, if you have health insurance, it's pretty cheap. But so, I don't know if you don't have health insurance. I'm not sure what that markup would be.
What would be we have the most expensive drugs. This is the companies, mostly, not all of them, there are a lot of European companies, that do drugs as well, but the stuff that's made here in America and the things that we buy and we are responsible for paying for, seems to me one of the things that motivated Trump to do that was there was information available that we pay more for drugs here in this country than anybody else in the world.
Well, so, again, that's what Bernie Sanders has been saying for 20 years.
Okay.
That's why he took the busloads of people up to Canada to get insulin, all the diabetics.
Yeah.
So people ration insulin here, and unless you're a type 1 diabetic and you have a child with juvenile diabetes and, you know, and you're a middle-class person, that's a struggle that is so incredibly real that even kids have started rationing their own need because they know their parents can't afford their insulin. And we hear stories about this all the time, and then it just falls to the wayside, I guess, unless it really affects you directly. It's a terrible, horrible, heartbreaking thing that's happening in this country.
Yeah, it is. And
so
it's not
the Drug Price Executive
necessary.
Order went, it happened this summer, and it gave a favored nations clause for drug prices. So no more. So basically the United States would pay no more than any other country with the lowest prescription drug prices planned. So a lot of times, because all of our drug business is outside of the country, people are gouging Americans because they figure they can pay for it. So there's now a favored nations clause for drug prices that went into effect.
Is that part of the trade thing with Europe? Is that?
That was an executive order. No, that was an executive order that Trump signed to deal with prescription drug prices exclusively.
So one would wonder whether instead of suggesting or proposing or encouraging agencies to only buy U.S.-made medical products and pharmaceuticals, why don't we mandate it? Why does it have to be we encourage you to do it? I don't want to encourage them. I want them to be told they can't buy the drugs anywhere else, period.
Well, right now, the supply chain, it would be like saying you can't drive a car that doesn't have only American-made products or buy an iPhone that doesn't have anything made in another country. It just doesn't exist right now. The supply chains have been in effect for decades. This is something that needs to be kick-started, but we have to be realistic about how long that actually takes to bring all of that back.
As long as somebody's watching it, Victoria, as long as there's somebody on it.
Sure, I agree with it. I wish it would happen, but I'm just saying we have to be realistic about it.
70% of active pharmaceutical ingredient manufacturers supplying our drug needs are based outside of the United States. That's pretty horrific when you get right down to it. And pretty indicative of a lot of other things that have fallen. We've just kind of given into. Oh, well, I guess we have to buy stuff. I look at things now. Everything I buy, I look at the ingredients of its food. And if it's something else, I look at where it's built, made, no more, nothing from China. That's what I'm saying.
Because I recently, you know, I was just telling my girlfriends over the weekend, I was so furious. I bought a necklace from a little boutique jewelry place in Austin, Texas, and it was all, you know, we're local and we're artisans and blah, blah, blah. And then I got the shipping tracking number and it came from China. So even stuff that's designed in America, that's how they're getting away with it. Oh, designed in America, but it's manufactured overseas. It's not an easy thing to do. Even when you think you're supporting a local business.
But you know what? At least you're thinking about it. But at least we have our mind in gear here as we take, even though you may find you get caught in a trap. But at least you're thinking about it, and that's a great step. That's the first step, is to be thinking about it and then take action as you can, because it is, we have to do it for survival. 20 minutes after the hour here on the DJV program.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra?
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Alright, so who do I confuse here? This is Who Do I Confuse in Music Time on the DJV program. Keith Urban, and I confused him with who last week, and I've done it often. Who did we
Kenny
have?
Kenny Chesney, I think?
Yeah.
Maybe Brad Paisley?
No.
Kenny
Chesney. But maybe both of them.
It could be anybody.
It could be, yeah. Alright, so our focus here is on Keith Urban and our musical portion of the of this hour on the DJV program. Yeah, because Keith Urban has thrown a drive-in theater concert for healthcare workers. That's kind of a cool thing. One of the big questions about what happens this summer or even in the future down the road, because, well, certainly while there's a COVID problem, is what do you do with these live events? What do we do with the Hollywood Bowl? It's basically shut down for the year, right? And lots of other venues that are like that. Yeah. Red Rock is shut down. All these outdoor venues that normally there are big parties and big time fun in the summertime. Last week, Keith Urban offered a possible glimpse of what the new stages may look like, performing a secret show for healthcare workers at the Stardust Drive-In in Watertown, Tennessee. Entertained, kept people safe inside their cars. And that's an interesting concept, isn't it, huh? When you get right back to it. Urban and his team distributed car passes to Nashville's Vanderbilt University Medical Center, gave out hospitals, doctors, nurses, other staff. Urban says the show of gratitude, that was what he was doing, for the sacrifices they've been making for the past few months. Right now, he said, those are the people we need to acknowledge the strongest. And it was such a great opportunity for me to do that. When asked about the logistics of setting up a drive-in concert, Urban said, quote, the idea for the drive-in was a no-brainer because of the car situation. Playing to people in cars was really the baseline of this whole thing, and the fact that drive-ins still exist, who knew? I knew there were a handful of them around, but not to the extent that I started discovering them everywhere. They are everywhere. Often they've been developed, but I know
that
one
many of them here, but
me.
I'm going to tell you that I think this is going to be one pick of the of industry or of business that will actually pick up, because I think drive-ins were certainly dying, but now I think people are going to try to do it. It's pretty cheap to open them up, and it'll be...
They got to have good sound systems,
like
though, the old sound systems. The
well,
old
I think
sound
it's
systems.
A radio frequency,
a lot
right?
Of them use, a lot of them use a radio frequency now, which is pretty easy.
Hello?
Hello, you tune in to a radio frequency in your car. Radio frequencies.
All right. So that's the Keith Urban story. Good for him. Good idea.
I think he's probably going to create like a tour of this.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'd like to maybe buy a couple of.
Well,
the
you
money,
know what?
Go and buy some of that.
There are 52 of them in the state of New York that are now, people are freaking out, like, oh my gosh, there's a drive-in movie theater, like, almost everywhere.
Yeah.
So 52 just in the state of New York. New Jersey doesn't have as many, but I know we've got a bunch here, so yeah. I think, like Jen said, this is going to be a resurgence for sure.
Next up, Brothers Osborne, Cody Jinks, both of them signing on for what's called the Gulf Coast Jam. The essentially spring-summer event has been canceled or postponed. Well, pretty much everybody, all those things. Some of them moving to late September. Louisville, Kentucky's hometown Rising, beginning to pull the plug there. But the Pepsi Gulf Coast Jam in Panama City Beach, Florida, appears to be charging forward, plans to return over Labor Day weekend. I think that's not a bad idea. Festival organizers announcing Luke Bryan, Brad Paisley, Leonard Skinner are headlining this year's edition set for the 4th, 5th, and 6th of September in Panama City Beach. Joining them on the lineup also Brothers Osborne, Cody Jinks, Joe Nichols, Cole Swindell, Tennille Towns, Billy Ray Cyrus, Riley Green, Lindsay L., and Ryan Hurd. Passes on sale starting at $139. A Gulf Coast Jam release notes that the hand-washing stations will be scattered all over the festival area. Surfaces like railings, chairs, portable toilets will be sanitized. Imagine how... Well, ooh, my. Portable toilets. Those porta-potty things.
Did you say a portable toilet?
That's a necessity.
Yeah.
You're doing anything outdoors.
Yeah. I know, but can you imagine what's crawling around inside of those things? Sweet. Anyway... The Pepsi Gulf Coast Jam celebrated its largest year last year. Tim McGraw headlined, Jason Aldean, Kid Rock. 20,000 guests a day were drawn to that, so pretty good take. All right, it's 28 after the hour here.
Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short-term effects on your health. Whereas with this product, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. It's not, you know, we're not guaranteeing you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days or anything like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, and that's doing so without drugs and without stimulants. In fact, the number one ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. So it's really something that you're born with, and then over time you lose it, which is why you start seeing your metabolism slow down and the weight starts to go up. So it really is more of a health supplement that just helps you lose weight over time. It is safe for diabetics. It's safe for heart patients. It's safe if you've got other health conditions going on and you want to lose the weight and you need some help and you just don't know where to start.
TopLoss.com. Make sure you use the promo code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Fed with a warning, but also encouragement as the nation slowly climbs back from a virtual coronavirus shutdown. Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy has clearly taken a hit and Americans are suffering, but he says there wasn't an alternative.
We're doing this to protect ourselves from the virus. And that means that when the virus outbreak is behind us, the economy should be able to recover.
Powell speaking there on 60 Minutes on CBS. An early tropical storm season in the Atlantic this year as Tropical Storm Arthur's outer rain bands are now near the North Carolina coast. The storm is southwest of Cape Hatteras, expected to move closer to the coast later today. Arthur has 45-mile-an-hour winds, and it could gain strength over the next few hours, but forecasters say it's going to veer eastward out to sea. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Details are coming out about what the recently fired State Department Inspector General was working on that may have lost him his job. NBC News is reporting that former IG Steve Linick was investigating whether Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a staffer do personal chores for him, from walking his dog to picking up laundry to making dinner reservations for Pompeo and his wife. Details of the investigation were given to Congress last week after Linick's firing. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he believes the vast majority of his backers will vote for Joe Biden in the November election. On ABC's This Week, the former Democratic presidential hopeful said Biden is beginning to grasp the importance of understanding where working class and young voters are coming from. Sanders pointing to issues like climate change, the minimum wage, and student loan debt. A former Buffalo Bills first-round NFL pick is under arrest. Ed Oliver, the team's draft choice in 2019, arrested on Saturday night in Houston, charged with driving while intoxicated and unlawfully carrying a weapon. Police say Oliver had an open beer can between his legs and appeared very nervous when officers pulled him over. A later search of his Ford Super Duty pickup truck turned up a pistol as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You made a choice to be here with us. Thank you for doing that. DJV time is 34 after the hour Monday, the 18th of May. We're well through the halfway mark in the merry, merry month of May, visualizing what life used to be like, maybe what it will be like in the future. Yes, dancing in the marketplace. Hooray! Outside, fantastic time can be had by all. Well, that's something to visualize. I believe thoughts are things, so visualize what you would like the world to be like, and enough people think about all that good stuff, and away we go. But life, not the same, no question about that, day in and day out. Some people in the news, Victoria, the focus, well, there are a couple of different things I want to focus on, but you start with a thought.
Yeah, some more videos, surveillance video. What's a thought, Victoria? What a thought. Here's my
thought. Well, I was just thinking about, I can't remember this guy's name. I went to it, and then in my mind,
Ahmaud Arbery.
Yes.
There's some new video, more surveillance video, of that that property that was under construction. And last week, we were all talking about it, and Jen said she would never walk onto a construction site or a home.
I said, we do it all the time.
Like, yeah, we do it all the time.
Yeah.
He walked in for water. Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
That is one thing, yes. The other thing that's sort of, he was unarmed, as we know, and he was shot and killed by Gregory and Travis McMichael, who claimed that there were a string of break-ins in the neighborhood. Turns out there were not a single break-in was reported, and so it the story gets a little murkier on their end. But on Ahmaud Arbery's end, it seems like more and more people are like Doug and me, and a lot of people went right through this construction site. There was a couple who was walking at night, and they got curious. That's
How
exactly
weird are
what
you people?
Lewis and I. Well, if you're walking by a house that's under construction and it's open,
I don't know.
I'm curious about architecture. I snoop. Apparently, we're not alone because there are three new videos now that show that around the same time that Ahmaud Arbery had walked into this house to get water while he was on his run, which ended up being that fateful day for him. Well, apparently, a lot of other people did it. There was another guy at night who was wandering around, didn't take anything, just snooping. A couple out on a walk was snooping. There's another video that shows children. We're snooping. So literally, Jen, you're the only person
in the development site building. Yeah,
so weird. I would have never thought of it. Isn't that funny? Never.
Not weird at all.
So it just makes the case even stronger against Gregory and Travis McMichael, the father and son team who shot and killed Ahmaud Arbery in broad daylight, claiming that they thought that he had robbed some place, whether it's this specific construction site or not. We don't know yet, but. It certainly weakens their case, and it shows all the other people, and this was all happened in Brunswick, Georgia, the owner of the house, who now probably feels like he's a lot more popular than he ever wanted to be, he released
he
all this video.
He should be selling tickets in that place.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. He released the video to the police, and, you know, naturally, Ahmaud Arbery is the only African-American who was on that site, and he's the only one who ended up dead. So once again, it just looks like this is just sort of blatant racism driving this case.
Great visualization, yeah. Other people in the news, the passing of Fred Willard, kind of a sad announcement. He's quite a character, this guy. He's been around for a long, long time. He was 86. His son wrote, "My father passed away very peacefully last night, the age of 86. He kept moving, working, making us happy until the very end. We loved him so much." Actually, that was his daughter, Hope, who made that statement. So there were lots of memories, a lot of television co-stars, film co-stars. Jamie Lee Curtis tweeted, "How lucky that we all got to enjoy Fred Willard's gifts." As her husband, Christopher Guest, directed Willard in a bunch of mockumentaries, Best in Show, Waiting for Guffman. Thanks.
I don't think there's anything funnier than Fred Willard in Best in Show as the commentator at the dog show. When he, you know, when the bloodhound comes out and he's like, "You kind of just want to put a Sherlock Holmes hat on him and decorate him with a pipe." His whole role in that movie is just hilarious. He was so great in a lot of things. Most recently, Modern Family this season, he was Phil Dunphy's father on the show, and he actually died on the show. So it was a little eerie that they had a TV funeral for him just a month before he actually passed away.
Yeah. Henry Winkler called him incomparable. Very funny guy. And he did some serious
stuff. Just looking at him was kind of funny.
Right.
Which,
but he also did strange stuff, too, that he was pretty good at. Yep. Let's see here. Steve Linick, another name in the news. He had been the inspector general investigating political bias in the State Department, but he got fired. He didn't have the president's confidence, didn't provide reasoning for the loss of trust. He just said that he'd be out 30 days from today. Well,
he was also investigating
Pompeo into if Pompeo was using his staff for personal things like walking his dog and running errands. And so I guess that's what the accusation.
That requires an investigator.
Well, the accusation from the Democrats is that he was looking into Mike Pompeo and Trump didn't like that and fired him.
So. Looking into what, though? Walking a dog, if that's what it takes. If we spend how much do these guys make? A couple of hundred thousand a year? We're going to put somebody into investigating whether Pompeo's dog is being walked. Come on.
Well, first of all, that's not allowed for anyone to do that in political office, to use their assistant. They're not. It's just not, Doug. It's not.
But you hire an inspector general.
We have laws. That's against the law.
Well, you know what? I bet you there isn't one person in that joint that doesn't do that. Have somebody
go get my
something.
Dry cleaning.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Go get my.
Got to that state of
lunchtime martini.
It's a rule for a reason. So.
Well, so then why doesn't it here to apply to everybody then? Everybody.
I think it's a lot. I think, look, obviously it's more. If he was looking into Pompeo, it's a lot more than walking a dog. So whatever the reason is, I'm just saying that that's the reaction from the Democrats was that that's why Trump fired him and didn't give a reason.
Yeah. Okay. Senator Richard Burr stepping down as chairman of the Intelligence Committee.
Good.
The FBI invests now. So this is something that ought to be investigated.
Well, that should have been done a couple of weeks ago. When this first came out, he should have, optically, he should have stepped down as the head of that committee.
But it shows he doesn't get it, so he had to push him out.
Right. Both, I guess he and Dianne Feinstein both got some visits from the FBI to investigate just why they had made the decisions that they did with their stock portfolios after they got security briefings on coronavirus. And she's a ranking member on that committee, so I'm not sure why she hasn't stepped down yet either. But
well, she said she voluntarily went to the FBI and Burr didn't. So I think
maybe
there's
that
a difference.
Was the difference. But
yeah, she
still,
said she
you
went
think,
right. Yeah, she disclosed. Whatever
I think if you're under investigation, just optically, it looks good to step down temporarily. You don't have to give up your position, but just a step down while you're being looked at probably isn't a terrible idea. But
well,
I think it's lost on a lot of these people.
The chain of command that is supposed to fill Burr's seat.
They're all crooks too.
Well, I was going to say it's kind of the system's a bit clogged up because everybody's already on a different committee, so they kind of have to keep going.
Well, but Marco Rubio's in line before, and he's got the same situation.
He doesn't have the same situation.
No, he's sitting on another committee already, so he can't take it. And then there's another person who would have been the next person, but that person's also on the chair of another committee, so it's kind of going further down the flagpole.
Mm. Well, it just shows you how opportunity corrupts, and there's it's like the walking dog. Okay, what do we're spending that kind of dough? There's got to be what's the old where there's smoke, there's fire. Give people an inch, they take a mile, that sort of thing. Here's another
thing that we should just get rid of those insider trading rules and just make it fair across the board. And if you get your hands,
let everybody do it.
Because that's what I have an issue with.
If people are going to make that a full-time job then using insider information.
I don't think Martha Stewart should have gone to jail for that. I don't think people should go to jail
for
insider
trading. You're not talking about just politics. You're talking about in general.
I'm talking about everybody. So why? Yeah, I don't know. I think it's human nature. If someone says, hey, XYZ is going to be happening, then that's how everybody buys their stock.
But I don't want that for, I disagree, for elected officials. Because that is, anyone sitting on any committee can profit and immediately on any information that's classified way before the public.
The only reason maybe for them is because they can change legislation so to try to benefit it themselves. So maybe for them it's a different category. But like for everybody else, I don't know. Like someone
for
told
the
me.
Average person, I think it's stupid. But
someone said, hey, Carnival Cruises is a great stock. I mean, that's what stockbrokers
do. Jennifer,
really
you're under arrest.
Right, for my $500 of Carnival stock.
Yes.
But you know what I mean?
Corruption.
It's like I don't know. I think we need to look at how we're overhaul that system of laws, too.
Another name in the news is Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who donated his Super Bowl ring. He gave 300,000 masks.
All-in challenge, yeah.
Yeah, well, he was New York City likes him now because he sent his plane over to China to pick up all these masks, and they ended up in...
Didn't that land near you when the plane landed? Your governor
came into Boston. Some of the masks were used here. The ring from Super Bowl, was that 51, 2017?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think that was Gaga's year, right, of the halftime show?
Yeah.
I kind of only go by halftime shows.
So it was... It's had... The bidding for this on the auction is $1 million. Or more?
Yeah,
what
it's a Super Bowl ring from Robert Kraft. Yeah, I think it's gonna get much more than that too. Someone's gonna come along and want that because they're just difficult to ever come by. They don't ever go up for auction. It's rare.
Huh. So they've already this all-in challenge with a lot of celebrities and VIPs. They put up prized possessions, raised $41 million so far for hunger. 700,000 people have bid on lots and include a private putting lesson with Tiger Woods. I thought it was going to be a date. A flight on Drake's private plane. And thanks to Chris Pratt, the chance to be eaten by a dinosaur in the sequel to Jurassic World. That's pretty funny. Leonardo DiCaprio, Gwyneth Paltrow, Pearl Jam have been participating a raffle to pitch Goldman CEO David Solomon your business idea. Starts at $10, as does a mentoring session with Microsoft's Satya. How do you pronounce her name? Satya Nadella. She runs Microsoft's some division or is president. Anyway, Walmart's Doug McMillon. You can follow him for a day. Yeah. Find out how they buy all their crap in China. That'd be a good thing to do. How much you pay for that?
Be an investigative journalist.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. Anyway, so that's the good word on what's going on with Kraft and others who are donating 41 mil. That's pretty cool so far. Other sports items, the NBA has partnered with Wilson. Their contract with Spalding is expiring, and now Wilson is going to be the new partner to produce their official game ball. Starting with this next year's season, not this year. It's the 75th anniversary of the NBA. Wilson also serving as the official game ball of the WNBA, the NBA G League, NBA 2K League, and Basketball Africa League. Spalding has been the official game ball of the NBA since 1983. Prior to that, Wilson was the league's partner for 37 years. Do you even know, how many people know what I'm talking about? Wilson and Spalding balls, they all have their names on it.
Yeah.
Kinda,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was a meme that came out where it's Tom Hanks from Castaway with Wilson, you know, his
volleyball. Right.
So now everyone's got basketballs with a face drawn on it. It was all over social media.
Very cool. Today is HIV Vaccine Awareness Day, observed every year to recognize a lot of volunteers and community members, health professionals, scientists who are working together to develop a vaccine for HIV, led by the National Institute of Health. It's also an opportunity to educate communities about the importance of preventative HIV vaccine research. Safe and effective preventative HIV vaccine is key to ending the HIV problem. HIV research also includes efforts to develop a vaccine for HIV treatment. Therapeutic vaccine, also it's known as. Treatment with a therapeutic HIV vaccine would ideally keep HIV at undetectable levels without the need for regular antiviral therapy. So it's something that's important, and it's interesting.
But see, I think this is also something worth noting, that there is no vaccine for HIV. And HIV has been around since, what, the late 80s, mid-80s?
Yeah.
So to fast-track a vaccine for the coronavirus is probably not that realistic, and how effective would it really be? I think treatment is really something. Testing and treatment should really be the priority that everyone pushes forward.
Television news.
That's how they've handled HIV, essentially.
Okay. Masked Singer Season 3 finale airing on the 20th, a week earlier than the season was supposed to come to an end. The Masked Singer had originally set a finale of May 27th, May 20, hosting a clip show. Now the road to the finals episode has been moved to the night before the finale, which is May 19th on Fox at 8. Season 3 finale airing Wednesday the 20th. So that's tomorrow and Wednesday, right? People, are you watching this? Two of you?
Oh, yeah. I'm not. I have never watched The Masked Singer. I tried, like, once, and it got weird, and I don't know.
Heavy.
I think I need to watch it.
It's heavy to watch, yeah. All right, what are you watching tonight, Jen?
That's a lot of stimulation. Amy Schumer Learns to Cook. This is this new series started last week where the comedian is taught by her husband how to prepare sandwiches, fish tacos, and guacamole. You can check that out on Food Network at 10 p.m. The Masked Singer, as you mentioned, the final six air tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by a viewer sing-along at 9, and then The Voice finale, part 1, 8 p.m. on NBC.
10 before the hour.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Two's Company, and we're together here, not only as company, but as informers. It's 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at your service with yet another Grubhub scam. Uh-oh, I just started using Grubhub on the farm. What's the scoop here?
Well, yeah, the scoop is Grubhub, as we know, we've been talking about for the last few weeks, they have been charging restaurants really high fees, and Doug, like you said, you started using, or you were thinking of using them to sell the ice cream on the farm, and the fees are just really terrible. The fees are high enough during normal times, but during pandemic times when restaurants and small businesses are trying to stay afloat, if that's even possible. This is not the time for Grubhub to be acting the way they are.
Do you think they'd be smart enough to know that?
Yeah, you would think.
Whoever it is.
Well,
that runs
now
it.
They've been exposed on another scam, and BuzzFeed did this story over the weekend. It broke. Grubhub has, BuzzFeed went undercover, and they've now shed some light on another controversial practice besides the fees that Grubhub charges, but this one centers on phone orders. And so Grubhub also owns Seamless and Eat24, kind of all the same type of food delivery services. And so they have different fees that they collect revenue from the different restaurants. So they have fees for marketing, they have fees for commissions on orders made through the web, through its app, the whole thing. Another thing that they do that people haven't really been aware of is that Grubhub uses money, they basically extract money from these small businesses by putting a custom phone number on a business page that redirects the call to the partner restaurant. So when people think that they're calling up their local restaurant, if they Google the phone number, they're actually calling Grubhub. Then the call gets redirected without you knowing it to the restaurant. So even if you don't order from the restaurant, Grubhub can charge that restaurant at least $6 just because you called them. And so it's a total racket. And this is the time where I know so many people want to support their local restaurants, the places that you normally go and hang out. This is something that a lot of Americans are trying really hard to support those businesses. So here's what you can do. 9 out of 10 times when you pull up a number, if you Google a number for a restaurant, the phone number, you're only getting Grubhub's forwarding number. You're not getting the actual landline to the restaurant. So the way to get around that is don't Google the number. Just go to the actual website of the restaurant. Don't go to the Google review pages. Don't go to anything that looks like, you know, oh, here's the business page, because it's probably fraudulent and it's probably a fake site that Grubhub has set up. In many cases, the restaurant doesn't even know that those fake pages exist, and they don't know that the fake number exists. So look up the direct website of the restaurant that you want to order from. Only use that number to call them. Or if they do direct you to order online and they say it's okay to use Grubhub or Seamless or, you know, Postmates or whatever, that's fine. But just make sure it's coming from the horse's mouth, because so many of these restaurants are getting they're getting a bill at the end of the month for services that they didn't even provide from Grubhub. So it's a horrible racket, and I hope that this really blows up in Grubhub's face, because this is extortion, basically. There's no other way around it. So if you're on those sites and they say it's okay to use DoorDash or whatever, that's okay. But just make sure that, you know, you're not just Googling and calling whatever number comes up, because you're harming the restaurant. You're not helping them.
All right. What's a GIF? I always wondered that. A GIF.
It's a GIF. A GIF.
GIF. What is it?
Yep. It's like the peanut butter.
Oh.
No, well, it's not peanut butter. It's pronounced like the peanut butter.
Yeah, but what is it?
They're everywhere. Those little video clips of a, it's like a, I don't know how to even explain it. They're just such a part of our world now. You see them everywhere. Like a little video clip of, or it's like a little, it's a person. I'll have to send it to you, because it's too hard to explain. I'll send it to you.
So Facebook, the reason I'm asking is because Facebook has acquired Giphy.
Jiffy is an app that you can go onto any movie site and you can take a clip of the movie and turn it into a GIF. It's like a 1 second little thing from it.
Got it. All right, here's that story.
The Geek Out. Big companies gobble up small ones all the time, and sometimes the results are good, sometimes not. And last week, we got the news that Facebook has purchased Giphy, for $400 million. Now, Giphy, or Jiffy, is the platform that hosts and serves the most animated GIFs, or GIFs, you see across social messaging, chat platforms, and text. As many as 700 million people see content from Giphy, or Jiffy, every day. So when Facebook gobbled it up, obviously concerns over access and privacy sprung up. And while the news is fresh, initial talk is that not much will change and no new tracking is coming, but of course Facebook could change that at any moment. If you're interested, we've tweeted a link about Giphy for Jiffy at the Geek Out.
Dell has tech solutions, whether it's working from home, streaming, or gaming. Check out XPS and Alienware laptops that are redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors and other top brand electronics. Call 800 by Dell.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.